Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, back at Demo Day 2021, the Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day. The folks are in there answering questions, pitching their pitch, but right now we have a special treat. We have the winner of last year's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. We have Ashley Bella with Artsy Bella. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
Well, what's it like to come back in this room with where the magic happened first?
Wow, it's overwhelming. So many memories, just remembering the day when we came and everybody's nervous and we're trying to set up. And just remembering what it felt like to be in the room, to not know what's next, but to know that, you know, we had the potential to win some money, but to also just tell Atlanta about what we're doing.
So now how do you think these folks are feeling? Do you remember how you felt right during all these pitches?
Oh, I'm sure they're
as
nervous.
As calm and cool as you are right now?
Oh, no. I'm sure they're very nervous. I remember I kind of threw up a little bit when I was doing my pitch last time. And I just remember having to put it back together and just keep going.
Keep going. So good advice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're full of nerves right now.
So now, how has it been for you? Well, first, tell us, to folks who aren't familiar, tell everybody about Artsy Bella. How are you serving folks?
So Artsy Bella started as just an art studio doing paint parties for people in Atlanta. And then during the pandemic, we got a chance to pivot and do virtual parties for people all over the country. It gave us more access. And then we developed a subscription box to teach people how to use art therapeutically at home.
So how are things going?
Things are going good. The pandemic, I must admit, was really good to us. We were able to raise some funding, get some grants, and we were actually able to double our revenue by going virtual. We're still able to do a lot of virtual parties now, and we've actually switched from working with individuals to working with companies.
Wow.
So we're
that's
have a
big
B2B
switch.
Huge switch. And I thought that originally I thought that I didn't want to do a B2B model because as someone who is a mental health advocate and is passionate about the therapy part of art, I know how that impacts the individual. But what we learned is that now, by going through companies, we get to work with a lot more people at one time.
Right.
Yeah.
Sell at one time and get lots of clients as opposed to sell lots of times.
Exactly.
So what's been the funnest part of the adventure so far for you?
The funnest part with our pivot is that we are now a technology company also. So we developed an online platform that's browser-based right now to allow our customers and our users to access virtual art learning 24 hours a day, in addition to the subscription box that we still give them.
Now, what was it like the first time that somebody that, you know, complete stranger from somewhere else in the world stumbled upon the website and said, hey, I want to do this. Do you remember that?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. I remember, I think it was because there was so much press that came out of doing the Main Street Seed Fund and the Demo Day competition. And I remember a lady sending me an email saying that she had saw a tweet that someone tweeted an article that they had read about what my company does. And she happened to be someone that worked for Kaiser Permanente, who is my biggest customer right now still.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where was she located?
She was located in Atlanta, but the person who saw the article, I think, was in Arizona.
Small world, right?
Small
so
world.
So it had to go all full circle from Arizona back to Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. And it just let us know, because we've only done word of mouth marketing. We haven't really done a real marketing campaign yet, but it showed us the power of what can happen with marketing when you actually put energy into it.
Right.
So we're really excited about the potential demand we might be able to get when we can, you know, go full throttle with our marketing effort.
So now what do you need more of?
Money so that we can do more marketing efforts.
So that's what it's all about. You think you've cracked the code of the product and the service, and it's just a matter of just getting the word out to get as many people involved as possible?
Yep. I think our goal right now is to put out a really strong go-to-market campaign and get even more revenue, more traction, and I think we'll be able to close a pre-seed round very soon, hopefully.
So you're spending some of your time attracting investors?
Yes, a lot of my time. Well, not yet, but I'm going to pick it back up because it's very time consuming.
Right, it's another job. It's a different business, really.
Yeah, it is. And so, but now that I've spent, it's been 20 months since I was here last time. During those 20 months, I met with a lot of investors. I learned a lot through those meetings about the best way to interact with them. And so now when we do it this time, I think we're really ready and we know how to get the job done. Hopefully.
You've already proven you know how to pitch. You've already taken first place here.
Yeah, you know what, though? I will say every time I pitch, I'm still super nervous. I have to do a big pitch tomorrow for something, and I'm super nervous still.
So now you think the lesson you learned here at Main Street really helped you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. This program has changed my life. I will say that as a CEO, which has helped me change the lives of some of the people that work on my team.
Right.
You know?
Now, what about the Georgia State experience? How has that impacted your life?
You know, it's interesting because when I was originally a student here, I dropped out of school for a couple of years because I wanted to be an artist and my family thought it was a bad idea. But I'm like, no, this school has all the support. They didn't believe it. So I was like, well, I'm not going to do it anymore. But it was through working in mental health and working with women that I realized that I wanted to continue that work. So I had to go get a degree. You can't work in mental health without
it's harder,
degrees.
Right?
Oh, yeah, no. But doing that journey led me back to finishing school, and then in recent years led me back to the school because I became an entrepreneur. And the opportunities that I've gotten from just being a student here, just I think it helped me grow up. Also, a lot of learning social skills, just learning how to show up and be present. And there were a lot of things that I didn't learn when I was growing up that I learned at school. And then even being a part of Main Street that I learned in being an entrepreneur.
Right, but you see how all those strings are now connecting, right?
It's still
an artist. You're still
a whole
artist, got the degree, got all the stuff now.
Everything that I wanted to do when I went into college, I'm doing now.
Right. It just maybe took a little longer, but the journey is part of the experience, right?
That process, you can never discount the process.
Right.
Everything that I needed to be successful happened during those 10 years, you know?
Right. And you learned and you grew.
And it was worth it.
Right. Definitely. And now you're a better person for it.
Yes, definitely.
Well, congratulations on all the success. If people want to connect with you through Artsy Bella, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is to visit our website, which is www.artsybella.com. And we are very active on Instagram. Our Instagram is Artsy Bella, and Artsy is always with a Z. And then we're on LinkedIn also.
Well, Ashley, thank you again for sharing your story. You're doing important work and we appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much for all that you do for the entrepreneurs and giving us a voice and a chance to tell our story.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.